Just wanted to talk about, you know, taking out kids, taking out your kids, and, you know, the general public. It's difficult. It really is. And, you know, having being a father of, you know, autistic children, it's a challenge for me and my wife. And by that I mean, you know, not only with, you know, the outburst and the you know, the general aspects of being autistic, you know, my children go through. You know, you got to deal with other people too, and other people can make your day even worse, or, you know, they can't make it better. You know, for example, we were Catholic, and we went to church. We were out of town on a vacation, and we, you know, my kids were, you know, being loud, being their happy-go-lucky selves. We try our best. My wife and I try our best. We try to, you know, keep them calm. You know, whether that means, you know, taking their iPads, giving them our phones, you name it, we've tried it. And, you know, there's just times where we just can't win. You know, they may feel overstimulated at a certain point, and you know how that goes. You know, it's pretty much over. The outburst will start. And but yeah, this one time in particular, you know, we went to a church, and I won't name the church. And, you know, like I said, our kids were being a little bit louder than we would like, or that others would like, or we're used to. And we had this gentleman that you know, volunteered for the church, came up to us and said, you know, well, we do have a crying room. Why don't you take him over there? And the funny thing about it is, when we first walked into the doors of the church, we spoke to the person, the usher that we walked in to see, and we asked him this specific question. You know, do you have an area for, you know, toddlers that are, you know, either just loud, and I didn't mention, you know, our kids have autism, and he flat out told me no. So, you know, my family was, you know, my parents were with us, and, you know, yeah, we wanted to go to church. So there we were. We found a seat. We were seated. And, yeah, so I was in disbelief that this, you know, so quote unquote man of God was, you know, coming to my family and almost in a somewhat of a judgmental, you know, attitude. And I looked at him and I said, you know, sir, I asked one of your ushers if we had room, and I was told no. That's where I would be if we were told yes. And he looked at me and I said, look, would you like us to move over there? And just something about his answer to me was just, you know, it's hard to explain. You know, his answer was just, well, kind of like, you know, no, just forget about it. And I'm just like, well, you know, I guess, you know, we're not wanted here. And, you know, that feeling of not being wanted is it's got to be one of the hardest feelings, you know, as a parent, you know, to put your kids through that, and they don't know any better, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a very, very rough position. You know, you want your children to follow Christ, and you want your children to know what it is to be a Catholic, because that's what we are. You know, our whole family is. But at the same time, you know, it was just difficult to put them in that situation. And it's not the first time, you know, we've had this difficult situation. You know, we've had issues with, you know, people at supermarkets. We've had issues with even people at the dentist, not understanding. understanding, not realizing, even though we've mentioned it 100 times, you know, our children have autism. You know, you're trying your best to accommodate them as if they were just a regular old, you know, 4-year-old, and of course, you know, they're not. To me, my kids are my kids. To me and my wife, that's who they are. We love them unconditionally, as you know, as anyone would their children. So yeah, I mean, so needless to say, we pretty much just got up and left the church. Disappointed, honestly, because that's one place that we feel that our family should never be judged, is in the church. And the, you know, God says, "Bring me the little children," and the book says, "Bring me the little children." So, I have a hard time wanting to put my children back in that situation. You know, I don't like my children being judged. I don't like being judged myself, and it's hard because, you know, the awareness level of, you know, autistic community, and the awareness is just not there. And a lot of times growing up, I grew up, you know, I was born in 91, you know, a lot of times, a lot of children are just given the, oh, they're just a silly kid, or they're just, you know, they're being spoiled by their parents and whatnot. But that couldn't be anything more than, that couldn't be anything further than the truth for some children, you know. Some children, you know, they're dealing with, you know, autism. They're dealing with, you know, ADHD. And you know, there's multiple different things that, you know, children are dealing with that are just now being diagnosed more and more as we, you know, as we get to, you know, 2019. But yeah, you know, and I guess what I'm trying to get at with all this is you gotta realize that if you don't know a situation, if you don't know the family personally, you know, if they're complete strangers, you honestly just need to take a step back, mind your own business. You know, if you have nothing nice to say, if you have no support to offer the mom or the father, you're only making it worse by, you know, putting out your rude comments. You know, there's nothing more hurtful than, you know, a mother and a father dealing with, you know, a child who cannot cope and cannot find relief from the overstimulation that they're feeling, you know, and you feel helpless as a parent. You feel almost like, you know, you're doing something wrong, but in reality you're not. You know, it could be anything, you know, coming from experience. My wife and I have had our children out, you know, different times at different places, and they don't react the same in the same place twice. You know, we go to Walmart, you know, we go to the movies, you know, they do really well at Walmart at times, or in stores in general, but then there's times where they just feel completely overstimulated. And, you know, and that's my main thing, is I'm just trying to spread awareness to, you know, my friends and family and to others, you know, whoever may come across this. You know, when you're, and not a lot of times you can tell, you know, you can't tell, autism doesn't come with a t-shirt, you know what I mean? And you cannot tell a lot of times, you know. My kids, you know, they look perfectly normal. It's just they deal with the effects of autism, and my children are nonverbal. You know, that's another battle in its own, and the fact that they cannot express to me what is wrong with them, what is hurting them, what do they want? A glass of water? Do they want a snack? Are they hungry? They have to use a restroom. I'm sure you can imagine. Just try it for a day. I challenge you to try it for a day. Try and not use any type of words or any type of, you know, descriptive saying, hey, you're going somewhere and you really need something, and it's frustrating you because you cannot get your point across besides, you know, writing it down. It really, really takes a toll on you. And that's something that not only my children, but other hundreds and thousands of children deal with. And it's unfortunate that we still have people that are just not, they're just not, you know, either not willing to listen, or either maybe the awareness is not being spread, you know, spread far enough to them. So that, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And in reality, are we going to be able to fix the world overnight on this subject? No, we're not. There's no way. And as a parent, you know, me and my wife, we want to, we take it as our sole responsibility to ensure that, you know, the awareness is spread. And so, yeah, you know, and there's nothing, you know, there's nothing harder than raising autistic children, in my opinion. It's the hardest thing I've probably ever done in my life, and probably the hardest thing I'll ever do in my life. You know, so next time you're out and about, you know, you may see children that appear to be silly, or appear to be, you know, just not getting their way, so they're acting out. You know, at the same time, that very well may be true, you know? But there's a good chance that it's not. There's a good chance that that child is dealing with some sort of overstimulation, or that child is dealing with, you know, just some sort of sensory issue that they have, disorder. So don't be so quick to judge. And before you judge others, try and think about, you know, man, how is me saying anything in this moment gonna help the situation? You know? And in all honesty, if you were just to offer, you know, a little, you know, a non-judgmental smile, or a just even a look at the mom or the dad and saying, we know, it's okay. Kids will be kids. There's no need to feel judged. Because honestly, if we were to feel, if one person would have told us that in the church, it would have made the whole life of a difference. Whole world of a difference for us. Because, you know, we would have automatically felt comfortable. You know, we would have felt, at the moment where we felt completely uncomfortable, that moment would have completely went away. And, you know, but we know it's hard to speak up. It's hard to speak up when you say something good, but it's real easy to say something bad. And you may, you know, just think about that for a bit, because it is true. You know, the bad things that we say tend to come out a lot easier. You kind of get that, oh wow, did I just say that out loud moment? But you know, you're a lot less likely to say something nice out loud. And you know, at least from my experience, I know that to be true. It may not be the same for everyone, but you know, so yeah. You know, just always think about the bigger picture, because, you know, there's definitely more to the situation. And like I said, not always, but you know, for most times there might be. And that day that the kid might just be having a bad day, you know? And there's absolutely nothing that a parent, your comments, any doctor can do. You know, and my kids, they attend the Center for Autism and Related Disorders in Corpus Christi, and it's been a blessing. It really has. I want to thank them. I want to thank them for all their hard work and they make it a personal goal to watch out for our children and have their best interests in mind. And so yeah, I just want to I highly recommend them for their ABA therapy. They have done nothing but great things for my children, from potty training to food programs to you name it, everyday life. They are there and they will never tell you no. If you want your child to learn how to hit a baseball off a tee, they will learn. They will assist you in making that goal happen. They listen to your parents and they make it. They make it their priority to communicate with the parents and, you know, to make things as less stressful on the parents as possible. Because, like I said, you know, it's one of the hardest things to do, having children with autism or any type of disability, really. It's stressful on your mind and your body and your emotions. It really is. It's really hard. So in closing, guys, I just want to thank y'all for listening. I just want to invite you to tune in next time. This is kind of my first one, so I'm pretty excited to get this ball rolling and see where this takes me. I'm mainly doing this because I'm having issues, you know, expressing my concerns, not really concerns, just expressing myself on the matter of my blind children. You know, I may put this act on my everyday life, but on the inside, you know, it really takes a toll on me, and I know it does to my wife also. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.